The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statman, or at least for now that I am, in the fake news arena out here, ladies and gentlemen. They're starting to reveal how badly we have hurt them. And the only way that we have hurt them, well, it hasn't been with guns or knives or physical violence. It's by way of the truth. You know, the truth's a funny thing. You can step on it, you can bury it. It is still the truth, and eventually it finds the light of day. And if not, well, you just have to keep digging for it. And that's exactly what we have been doing for all of these years. And it's come back to haunt them. I personally think, my contention has always been, their Achilles heel is their arrogance. They thought that they were in control. Do you think that they didn't try to fix the Hillary vote? But I think it was so overwhelming, even their quick fix or their Dutchie boy approach to this, sticking a finger in that dike to stop a leak. I personally believe that these leaks that came by way of our own intelligence agencies, because they couldn't let the wench in the office, didn't come from Russia. Now, could you imagine? Could you imagine if the intelligence agencies had to admit to doing something like that? I'm not the only one of that opinion. Judge Napolitano says the same thing. There is something monumental and monstrous that they don't want uncovered, because I do believe it would cause a constitutional crisis in this country. How so? Well, constitutional crisis of people finally coming to grips of how deep and how long the corruption and the treasonous actions of many individuals in this country would come to light. That either shakes and breaks and divides and splits and puts asunder a country, or we get by it and it becomes that much stronger. Only this time, not by bombs or bullets, not what we have been doing for all of these years, willy-nilly to anybody on this planet that we wanted to, for whatever reason, political or economic. That would be coming to a grinding halt. And starting to pay attention once again to our own interest, what serves our best interest. I know this sounds like a repackaged Donald Trump speech, but it's not. The laws of this nation should remain inviolate. Boy, did I just do a Freudian slip there? What law was I talking about? The de facto that they've brought us? Through Commerce Clause, through any way imaginable to skirt the true intent and the true restraint that that Constitution put on the Congress critters? Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was listening to you with Gerald Celente earlier, and the point you were trying to make was, I was thinking exactly the same thing as you were saying it to him. He was not getting it. He didn't see, as a previous caller said, something about how he didn't see the big picture. He wasn't able to widen his view to see that there were other things under the surface. I mean, all these, the people that did the video were just basically Hollywood leftists in the first place, and the only people that are going to listen to them are the people that say, oh, hey, it's so-and-so talking, hey, he used to be on MASH or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what? That doesn't mean anything. Mike Farrell's always been a socialist, I mean, or, you know, communist, if you will, but, I mean, and Loretta Swit, I had no idea, but now that I know that, I mean, that's...
Well, you know, one that surprised me, Tim, was Christine Lotti. Now, if you remember back in the 80s, there was a series that ran, ABC put it on. Remember the series, America?
I don't think I ever saw that.
Okay, but. Well, that was a series that was done, and where the storyline picks up, I forget how many hours that was, but it was a series, I think, that ran 3 or 5 days on ABC. And it was a miniseries, and the miniseries picked up when the people in the United States were already disarmed, and here come the Ruskies.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Sort of like a story post Red Dawn kind of a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the same idea as, now I don't know if you're familiar with the author, but James Wesley Rawls is one of them, but another is Matthew Brackett. I don't know if you've ever read anything of his, but
I've known Rawls for a number of years.
Oh, good. He talks about the American Redoubt as well. I mean, I'm actually, if you will, on the southern end of that because I'm in Wyoming. But I mean, this northern central area of the United States is pretty much a conservative stronghold for the most part, except maybe Montana's gone a little off the rocker or off the rails, but as far as most of this area goes, people here understand those. They understand this. We will be the fighters against the globalists. Some of the fighters, I should say. We won't be all of them. Obviously, Texas will have quite a few, and maybe a couple handfuls in California. I'm kidding. Maybe a lot more. But as far as what's coming up next, like you say, the possible civil war, which would be the basic teardown of our country. We don't want that to happen, needless to say, but if and when something does come to the point where the cartridge box is the only option, hopefully we'll have the numbers behind us. Well, we'll have the education first. We need to educate people first, and then the numbers will come afterwards.
That was the mistake that was made back in the 90s, and it took me a while to realize it while I was helping to build the militias. You know, I traveled to 38 states telling people, hey, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do. Put it together. You know, this is the how-to. This is what I was doing back in the 90s, and then I stopped and I realized that I'm going down the wrong path. I'm looking at this through the wrong end of the binoculars. What we need is an educated populace. Because out of that whole experience, what I said, that, you know, you can literally train a monkey to shoot an AK-47. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it was one of these dictatorial countries in Africa. And somebody was filming, and a monkey literally had grabbed an AK-47 and pulled the trigger, and they started to scatter. Well, I said, look, you know, you need to find out the reason why you'd be willing to put your life on the line in defense of something. And that's only going to come by way of education. That's the chain that cannot be broken. This is what they've tried to do ever since the 60s, is to pit the kids against the parents. Back in the 60s, smoke dope, free love, wear bell bottoms. Hey, everything's groovy, by the way. Here's the real test. If your parents are over 30, you really can't trust them.
Yeah, that was, what was that, Howdy Doody or somebody that said that, yeah.
I don't know if that was Howdy.
Don't trust anyone over 30.
I don't think it was Howdy Doody. Tim.
Well, somebody that was on the Howdy Doody show, I think, that said, don't trust anyone over 30.
I don't know about that, Tim. All right, well, hey, look, I've got a lot of stuff to cover here. Anything else?
That's pretty much it. I appreciate your taking my call, and I'll listen to the rest of the show and enjoy it, I'm sure. So,
okay.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you before that.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, same to you. I'm not going anywhere from... I was going to go up to Missouri to my friend Finelli's place, but I don't even have the money to get there. So I'm battening down the hatches and staying right here. An excuse to steal the presidency from Trump on December 19th or January 6th? Mike Snyder. Lou Rockwell thought enough of this to carry it on their site. Mike Snyder, The Economic Collapse, that is one of the 200 sites that, well, this is the fake news sites, and they've got to be banished. Well, if they're fake news and it's nothing but BS, then why do they have to be banished? It would be very easy to take people like myself or Mike Snyder on to try to discredit us, wouldn't it? If we're just a bunch of tinfoil hat-wearing asshats. You know, we got the Mad Hatter disease here. There's something wrong with our thinking. Folks, we use their own documentation against them. We use their own words. We bring them to light and put them in its proper context. That's what we do. Well, Donald Trump could have the election legally stolen from him on either December 19th, when the Electoral College cast their votes, or on January 6th, when a joint session of Congress gathers to count those votes. The establishment is in full-blown panic. And at this point, they seem to have settled on the Russian interference in the election as the angle that they plan to use to try to deny Trump the presidency. Now, there's an all-out effort to try to persuade members of the Electoral College that they are supposed to be committed to Donald Trump to cast their votes for someone else instead. And if that doesn't work, the groundwork is being laid for the Electoral College votes to potentially be invalidated when a joint session of Congress meets to count those votes on January 6th. Mike Snyder says, I'll explain how that would work later, but first take a look at the 14 signs that indicate that there's a plot to use that Russia as an excuse to steal the presidency from Donald Trump. First on the list, a group of 10 presidential electors has been sent a letter, or has sent a letter, rather, to the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, asking to be briefed on Russian efforts to interfere in the election in November. This group is being led by Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Christine. Let me stop and digress here for a second. A couple of weeks ago, if you noticed, Democrats were actually talking about the future of the Democrat Party and that they weren't happy with the way things went. You want to talk about the Achilles heel, the Hillary Clinton arrogance? Wisconsin, Michigan, hardly even on our radar. Trump went back there repeatedly, knowing that those were swing states and they had to go red. He did his due diligence. He spent the time. How much money did Donald Trump spend on his candidacy? And, oh, I know, the media gave him all this free airtime, but only by bashing him, not in support of him. They were supporting Hillary Clinton. She had spent $1.2 billion on her campaign with all the free help from the mainstream media, and she still couldn't get the job done. But when Nancy Pelosi, when she came out, she's Speaker of the House, folks. A couple of weeks ago, the Democrats were saying, hey, look, we got to start moving in a different direction. We've got to, you know, bind our wounds here, stop the femoral bleeding, and we've got to regroup here and move on. And Nancy Pelosi was not in those plans to be Speaker of the House. Well, she twisted enough arms that she still is the Speaker of the House for the time being. But why? Was it for such a move that you're seeing right now? You know, I mean, folks, take a look at who this woman is. This is the woman that got up and had the temerity to say to God and all his people and reporters assembled, oh, well, you want to find out what's in Obamacare? Wait till we pass it, and then you could read what's in it. Before you understand what's in the Affordable Care Act, and it's tens of thousands of pages, that you're not going to know what it is until we pass it. Excuse me? And this woman is the Speaker of the House for the Democrats still? The Clinton campaign is publicly supporting the effort to arrange for its members of the Electoral College to be giving an intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the election before they cast their votes. White House spokesman Josh Earnest. You know, this is the press secretary that stands there and takes the heat and tries to quell or deflect or whatever of what supposedly the president is thinking. Well, Josh Earnest claims that Donald Trump called on Russia to hack his opponent, and that Trump benefited from malicious Russian cyber activity. This is a White House spokesman for President Obama making these claims. Where did he get his information? Has it been validated? No, it's not been validated. This is the ruse, but they're all crawling under this umbrella. Senate Majority Leader. Now here comes a neocon, little slack-jawed faggot from the right. Excuse me, Mr. McConnell, but that's just how I feel. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced that he supports an investigation into Russian election interference. Well, let's jump back across the aisle. He's holding hands. On Sunday, U.S. Senator Chuckie the Possum Schumer, Jack Reed, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham, all good standing conservatives in the Republican Party, I'm sure, announced that they very much desire to see an investigation into Russian interference into the election. U.S. Representative David and Cicilline, I do believe, is urging electors to consider the extent that foreign interference in the United States presidential elections may have influenced the final result before they can cast their votes. U.S. Representative Jim Himes is calling for Donald Trump. He's calling him a danger to the Republic. And is publicly encouraging members of the Electoral College to vote for someone other than Donald Trump on December 19th. I don't recall any member of Congress, now there's another Freudian slip, member of Commerce, ever suggesting members of the Electoral College to do such a thing in any other election in this country's history. Time magazine is openly lobbying for members of the Electoral College to vote for someone other than Donald Trump on December 19th. The former acting director of the CIA has boldly proclaimed that Russian attempts to alter the outcome of the election in November were the political equivalent of 9/11. Former CIA agent Bob Baer recently went on CNN and publicly called for a new election if it can be shown that the first election was not legitimate due to Russian interference. Former CIA operative and erstwhile presidential candidate Evan McMullen says that Donald Trump is not a loyal American because his views are not anti-Russian enough. The Huffington Post is touting a 1995 federal court ruling as the precedent that could be used to take the presidency from Donald Trump and hand it to Hillary Clinton if a court finds that Russian interference altered the outcome of the election. Hillary Clinton's communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, is now claiming that a foreign state tried to hack her Gmail account just days before the election. And Barack Obama has ordered the intelligence community to gather all the evidence that it can, anything they can come up with, to find Russian interference in the election and deliver that evidence to him before he leaves office. More on this, folks. I'm not going to dismiss this as just a bunch of pouty people just wanting their way and, of course, being denied it. There's more to this. There's much, much more at stake.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Most Trump supporters, they don't even realize how serious this really is. The establishment absolutely hates Trump and wants to find a way to keep him from taking office. Now that they have gained traction with his Russian hacking angle, they plan to push this as hard as they can. And an article was just posted by Time magazine explaining why this issue could potentially cause some members of the Electoral College to change their votes. This is according to Time magazine. And still further, we now learn that the Russians played a significant role in manipulating information available to the American people in a concerted effort to bring about the election of Donald Trump. Even if this was not Trump's doing, it is not the duty of the members of the Electoral College to consider whether the 2016 presidential election was undermined by a foreign power? And mustn't it matter that the foreign power did so in order to bring about the election of a particular candidate? And here's your Alexander Hamilton, which was really no great president of the United States. Here's the guy that wanted the centralized banking system. As Alexander Hamilton made clear, this was one of the chief concerns of the framers. As Hamilton explained in the Federalist Papers, there's your clue, Buckwheat. As a primary reason for the Electoral College was the need to protect our nation against the desire of foreign powers to gain an improper ascendant in our councils by raising a creature of their own to the chief magistracy of the Union. Now, you and I both know that this is completely and utterly ridiculous, don't we? But this is a kind of mental gymnastics that they're going through right now. They want to feel justified in denying Trump the presidency, and so they're going to make the Russian interference in this election into the biggest issue that they possibly can. Paul Watson pointed out foreigners have been influencing our elections and have been influencing foreign elections for many, many years. He says, isn't it funny how all you Democrats who cry over the foreign influence had no objection whatsoever to Saudi Arabia bankrolling Hillary's campaign? You had no problem taking all that George Soros money, did you? You had no problem with the Obama State Department overthrowing the government of Ukraine. You had no problem with Obama interfering with the UK's referendum on leaving the EU. But ultimately, this is not about Russian interference in our election. Rather, this is all about the elite doing whatever is necessary to stop Donald Trump. And I'm not talking about the political elite in Washington, D.C., folks. I'm talking about the apparatus and the tentacles of the deep state that reach into the well of Congress, that reach into the president's office, that reaches into the intelligence agencies, that reaches into the Pentagon, and a sundry other non-governmental groups that, oh, well, they're just think tanks. On Monday, members of the Electoral College will gather in Washington, D.C., and in all 50 state capitals to cast their votes. We know of at least one Republican elector that is supposed to be pledged to Trump that will not be voting for him. And that elector claims that there are others that are also will not be voting for Trump. Now, if 37 Republican electors can be persuaded to cast their votes for someone other than Trump, that would throw the election into the House of Representatives. And at that point, it's unclear what the House would do in that scenario. If Trump is not stopped at the Electoral College, there's also the possibility that he could be derailed when a joint session of Congress gathers to count the electoral votes on January 6th. All it takes to force a vote on the validity of the Electoral College is an objection in writing that is signed by at least one member of the House and one member of the Senate. As the official House.gov website explains, if both the House and the Senate vote to approve the objection, the votes covered by the objections are not counted. Hang on, Matt in Missouri, I'll take your call. I want to finish up with this. Don't discount it, folks. I wouldn't put anything past these people. Look who the hell that they put up for the presidency. Do you think that they won't?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down, you busted.
Since 1887, 3 U.S.C. 15 sets the method for objections to electoral votes. During the joint session, members of Congress may object to the individual electoral votes or to the state returns as a whole. An objection must be declared in writing and signed by at least one representative and one senator. In the case of an objection, the joint session recesses and each chamber considers the objection separately in a session which cannot last more than 2 hours, with each member speaking for no more than 5 minutes. After each House votes on whether or not to accept the objection, the joint session reconvenes and both chambers disclose their decisions. If they agree to the objection, the votes in question are not counted. In other words, the Electoral College votes are thrown out. And if either chamber does not agree with the objection, the votes are counted. Now, in both the Senate and the House, there are anti-Trump Republicans that would absolutely cherish the opportunity to deny him the presidency. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen, but this Russian interference issue is the kind of thing that could be used to justify taking this kind of action. Why do you think the media has been doing this for a week, 10 days now, every single day? And of course, if the election was stolen, Mike Snyder says, from Donald Trump, that would likely throw the entire nation into a state of chaos. But I think at that point, the elite would be willing to risk just about anything to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. And here's what I take away from this. I think we might have maybe miscalculated or maybe not given Donald Trump his due. He's not a member of any secret society. He's not a member of Council on Foreign Relations. He's not part of the war machine, you know, room 222 or whatever the hell the Bushies belong to. He's not a member of any of these. He's a business guy. He's looking at this country as one gigantic store. And the inventory has been stolen. The books have been cooked. And it's been emptied. And he wants to open up shop again. Now, we know that the end game scenario, the end goal for the globalist, was to either bring us into the union and make us a functional, but albeit powerful part of it. But if not, we had to be done away with. We're still here. And Donald Trump is set to walk into the office on January 20th. I'm not a soothsayer. I do not have the little eight ball that you shook and turn upside down and tell you what the fortunes of the future may bring. But he is dangerous enough to the globalists that they're teaming up with their deep state operatives inside this country, with the direct ties to the globalists that want to still see their utopian one world order come into being. Make no mistake about that. And if you think they're going to go quietly away once Donald Trump gets into office, you had better think again. And I will say this. I watched Alex Jones interview Michael Snyder. And there was one thing I agree with Alex Jones on this. When Trump gets into office, if you think these, you think it's just a little crybaby or issue that people were stomping and they're just pooling up into little human balls of flesh and crying their little eyes out because they didn't get their way. No. If you think that the real powers behind the throne are going to stop, they are not. And he made one suggestion that I agree with. So once Trump gets into office, Justice Department kicks into high gear, that the investigations begin, the grand juries are selected, and charges to be preferred. Because if you do not put the stake in these little vampire hearts, just when you think you got them down, they're right back at you with a vengeance, and they're pissed. These little bloodsuckers are not going to go away. Not now and not in the near future. You may undercut some of their support. Why do you think the mainstream media is going after us, full-fledged, tied with the politicians, claiming that the alt-right or the fake news, they have to be done away with? Matt in Missouri, thanks for holding, Matt.
Yes, sir. The only thing that bothers me about all this is the fact that Trump has been so quiet throughout all this. In his position, you'd think he would be out there raising a little bit more cane about these allegations.
Well, you would think, but it's also, I think he's demonstrated the ability to soft pedal, not be as hard edge, because he's no longer running for the office. He's got the office. He's yet to assume that office. And I think what he's been doing, he's been concentrating on the people that he's going to surround himself with in the hopes of pulling off a successful presidency.
Yeah, but if there's a shot they can take him down with the Electoral College, you'd think he'd be putting up a little bit more of a fight than this. But I think you're right. I think you should keep going with your gut, because something doesn't feel right about all this anyway. And I can understand the point about the constitutional crisis, because if they ever do put these rats on the stand and they can actually get up there and argue that everything they've done is legal, it's not lawful, but it's legal, and show that, yeah, we changed the law to make what we did legal, then that might wake the population up enough to say, what's the difference between legal and lawful?
But above and beyond that, Matt, I think there's more of a danger. There's one of treason, of undermining the United States, gaining profits illegally, unethically, taking large donations from foreign powers into my election campaign so I can become presidency. The people that have been involved with Hillary Clinton through this Clinton Foundation for a number of years, look how much money has been laundered and spread here and there. This has the potential to put a lot of people in jail. And as you go through the exculpatory evidence, as you go through this process, peeling back these layers of this rotten little onion, there is much, much to be discovered and displayed. This they cannot have.
Absolutely. Just like you and Al and Rod McDonald were talking about the other day, this goes all the way back to 1933. There's your constitutional crisis right there.
Yes, sir.
The fact that we haven't had it since 1933.
I am in complete agreement, and the problems go back even before 33, but this is when they deep-sixed the country, and they took the control of it. Congress assembled, and everyone since 1933 has been operating under the bankruptcy of the United States of America, and just like under martial law, guess what goes out the window, Matt? That little thing called the Constitution, ergo the law.
You better believe it. Well, thanks again, John. I appreciate it.
All right, Matt. I appreciate your call.
You bet.
Anybody that... this is a harsh term. These are harsh words. But anybody that's breathing a sigh of relief right now is either a fool or you're drunk or you're high. I mean, I can put this... no other way. Andrew Napolitano came out and says, you know what? Don't think it was the Russians. Don't think it was the Russians at all.
Mr. Indispensable. That is John Podesta, former Clinton campaign chair. He wants a special intelligence briefing for the 538 members of the Electoral College because of allegations that Russia interfered with the election. Napolitano, what's wrong with that?
Well, here's what we learned in the past 24 hours. The CIA and the FBI examined the exact same data, which was produced for them by the NSA. The CIA's analyst said the Russians were behind this. The FBI's analyst said there's no evidence that the Russians were behind it. But we do know that this was leaking. It was not hacking. Leaking is the unauthorized exposure of something to a person for whom it wasn't intended. Yep. Hacking is the altering of an operational system so you get a false result. You can't affect the outcome of the election by hacking Mrs. Clinton or the DNC. You could affect the outcome of the election if you hacked those who register the voters or count the voters.
But can't you affect the election if you hack into the Democrats and release all kinds of nasty stuff about them, but you don't do the same with the Republicans?
Except that there's no evidence that this was done by the Russians. But there is evidence for this. Who was harmed by Mrs. Clinton's extremely careless, Director Comey's words, use of state secrets? Whose agents' lives were jeopardized by her failure to keep these state secrets? The American intelligence community. Okay. And it is more likely than not that members of the American intelligence community leaked this to Julian Assange than that the Russians did.
That is a fascinating suggestion.
Suggestion comes...
good.
From members of the American intelligence community.
Is that right?
Yes.
You've got some good sources. Now, you say that there's a long list of questions.
Now, this is pretty incredible, but it logically makes sense. All the claims so far about Russian hacking have been backed up by zero evidence at all. Yet the media has run the story wall to wall as if it were the truth. And Napolitano isn't the only one who disagrees with the CIA and the liberal media, by the way. James Clapper, which, wasn't this the guy that perjured himself in front of testimony in one of the House committees? He's the director of the National Intelligence, the DNI. Maybe it was suggested to Mr. Clapper that, hey, you know, under a Trump administration, you know, we may not be going after you for perjuring and lying, which is a jailable offense to Congress, because you're an employee of that wonderful corporate little institution. He came out and he said, nope, Russia didn't do it. Ergo, he could be saving his own keister from possible prosecution in the future. The FBI disagrees. Clapper disagrees. Even John Bolton, the former UN ambassador, which I do not trust that mustachioed individual any further I can throw him. But one thing is for certain. The pro-Hillary, anti-clump media. That's what we ought to start calling it, the anti-clump media. Shouldn't be trusted. We know what their agenda is. So, folks, do you think that that's all that is happening? Facebook is to start putting warning labels on fake news. That's right. In their infinite wisdom, the worldly people, the keyboard warriors, are going to start putting warning labels on fake news. Facebook says it will start applying warning labels to some fake news stories that users share on a social network. And how do they know what's fake or what isn't? That's the point. Now, articles that are known to be false, seemingly published with the intent to trick people, will be marked with what Facebook is calling a flag. Below the headline, there will be a red label that says, disputed by third-party fact-checkers. Third-party fact-checkers? Are you sure that's not a check factor? I don't know. Users will be able to click on the Learn Why This Is Disputed link to get more information. Facebook will not be doing the fact-checking itself. CEO Mark Zuckerberg, remember that's the guy that stole Facebook in the first place, has repeatedly said that we do not want to be arbiters of the truth ourselves, but instead rely on our community and trusted third parties. God help us. So those third parties will be fact-checking organizations that have committed to the International Fact-Checking Code of Principles, which was recently established by Poynter, a journalism organization that I'm sure is bought and paid for in its entirety. Several dozen fact-checking organizations around the world have signed on the Code of Principles. We'll use the reports from our community, along with other signals, to send stories to these organizations, Facebook Vice President Adam Mosseri said in a blog post Thursday. If the fact-checking organizations identify a story as fake, it will get flagged as disputed, and there will be a link to the corresponding article explaining why. Now, Facebook is making it clear that users will still be able to post whatever they want, for the time being, no matter how bogus, on their own Facebook pages, but you will see warning that the story has been disputed as you share. And the disputed stories may also appear lower in the algorithm news feed that appears on the Facebook homepage. Facebook and other social media companies are under pressure from users and journalism advocacy groups to combat the proliferation of so-called fake news. While the term has many definitions, and partisans have started to exploit the term, one specific type of fake news involves stories that are designed to deceive. One example from the 2016 election claims that Pope Francis had endorsed Donald Trump. Yes, and I'm sure that sent the world into a tizzy. Pope on a rope over there in Rome, yes, he is going to shake the world by making that claim. Now, Moser said that this is the area Facebook is focusing on, the worst of the worst, the clear hoaxes spread by spammers for their own gain. These hoaxes have proliferated on Facebook recently, though there is considerable disagreement how big the problem is. Thank you, Mr. Zuckerberg, for a man that stole somebody else's property and has made himself a billionaire. Now, he's not going to be personally responsible, but he's going to appoint those that will be, and it's going to be honest.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I don't feel like being very good. I feel like being a bad boy. You been a bad boy, Johnny? Mike in Tennessee. Hello, Mike.
Greetings, John.
Hi.
You referred to it as a bankruptcy of 33. It was actually a bank robbery. The bankers stole everything. We didn't go bankrupt. We didn't mismanage our money. It was the bankers. So that's my view, I guess. But earlier when I called in for Mike Rivera, he kept referring to it as the government. It's actually a corporation posing as government called the United States Government Corporation. I think we should start referring to the United States Government Corporation as that, a government corporation. It's a corporation posing as government, no different than the Federal Reserve. We all know now that the Federal Reserve is a private foreign corporation. It's no more federal than Federal Express. So once we discover these things, I guess to keep referring to it as something that it's not would be somewhat of a difficult thing to try to, you know, determine that we don't have a mind control problem if we continue to keep referring to it as something that it's not.
The perceptions become people's reality, and who's putting those perceptions out? See, this is why it is so important for entities such as this to survive. And we have hurt them badly. Do you think that they'd be bringing out this nuclear missile to swat us if we were nothing? No, they'd try to bring out a flyswatter, but they have finally realized that the alternative media that have been working tirelessly day after day, month after month, year after year, such as we at this network have been doing, we have to be dealt with. We have to be done away with.
Realize all these bureaucrats out there, they have to know that if they eliminate all of us, then there's no need for them.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. All right.
So all you people out there in charge of managing we the people, realize if you start cracking down on us and we start cracking down on you, then we eliminate each other, and then who's left? Those people at the top that are pulling the strings of the puppets.
And as long as they can get us battling each other to eliminate ourselves and weaken ourselves, it makes it much easier for them to resume with their program, doesn't it?
A lazy bureaucrat who takes his time and is very sloppy, doesn't get a lot done, and a lot of people don't get abused because of that inefficient bureaucrat. So sometimes there's a benefit to having an inefficient bureaucrat, especially if he's the one that's trying to track you down.
All right. Mike, thanks for your call. And by the way, folks, we haven't even reached the middle of the month. Yes, we have, I guess. Tomorrow, I guess, would be mid-month, 31 days in December. And the network has its bills paid just until the mid-month. And we still have some bills to pay, but we flat out ran out of cash. We haven't really done a pledge drive since, I think it was, what, early September, Mike? Something like that? And we've done our level best not to lean on the audience for any donations, but we flat ran out of cash. And as I said, you know, if you folks will support us, we'll make the decision whether we're going to move on in 2017. Well, I do believe that Trump is going to get in there, not without much difficulty. But whether we're going to be around to report on it is going to be the problem. So go up to our website, do it by way of PayPal, republicbroadcasting.org, donate button at the top. Do it, folks, please, for the survival of all of us, please.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.